98.1 CHFI Toronto.
Play CHFI.
CHFI presents the John Tesh Radio Show.
Welcome to Intelligence for Your Life. John Tesh with you. And check this out. If you're not a morning person, but you want to be because you want to wake up feeling energized, ready to take on the day, you can do it by just changing your mindset. So, although some people are biologically wired to be more alert in the evening than others, experts say we can control that tendency. Tiffany Louise is a licensed clinical social worker and therapist. Listen, she says, all you have to do is stop telling yourself you're not a morning person. Seems ridiculously simple, but your body follows your mind. And she says, if you convince yourself that it'll be so hard to get out of bed, you're going to keep sleeping through your alarm. So she recommends starting by clearing your mind of any negative morning thoughts. Instead, focus on how good you'll feel when you wake up. Focus on feeling energized after you crush a morning workout. Our expert says visualizing, that's the key. Visualizing the desired outcome makes you much more likely to accomplish it.
IFYL. Intelligence for your life.
And coming up, why is it that after I go on a business trip or even a vacation, that a week later I still haven't unpacked my bags? Does this happen to you? Apparently, This is so common that psychologists have studied it. I'll tell you what they found next.
Radio show
and Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
You want my courage, my sword and shield, grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a stone weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your head on my chest. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. way. You're all I see. I can't escape you. Can't set you free. I miss your phone. Rats and catching a breath in silence. Can't stop us bleeding. Can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. And the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Sound of your heart beating.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. It's the John Tesh Radio Show. If you're like most people, and certainly if you're anything like me, you probably love to travel, but you hate unpacking when you get home. In fact, surveys show 1 in 4 people wait a week, a full week, to unpack after a vacation. 1 in 10 people wait up to a month. The reason? You may be in denial. According to psychologist Tamara Greenberg, unpacking often represents the end of something fun, your vacation perhaps. So as long as your suitcase remains packed, you can avoid accepting that the fun has officially needed. I don't think that's my problem. Here's another reason. There's rarely any pressure to unpack. That's me. Psychologist Dr. Jessica Nora says before a vacation, you have a specific deadline by which you need to be packed and ready to go. Once you're home, unpacking just tends to be another chore you can put off, and I do. So should you ever worry if it's been a month and we still haven't unpacked? According to psychiatrist Dr. Jean Kim, whom I haven't met yet, this is only a problem if the thought of unpacking makes you anxious or depressed, because that could signal an issue at home that you're struggling to resolve, such as an unhappy relationship or a super stressful job. So you may see your packed bags as a form of escape from the situation. But if you just need motivation to unpack, try this, and I will too. Stuff all the gifts and souvenirs you buy at the bottom of your bag. Gifts for grandkids is mine. That way, you have to unpack to get to the items you want to share with others. Now, here's an idea. Have the grandkids unpack for me. Ha ha!
This is the John Tesh Radio Show.
And coming up next, how experts say so-called nostalgia foods will cure binge eating.
Yeah. win your share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Woo! Listen to win five times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Fog in the mirror, ghost of yourself. You lost your voice when you asked for help. You wanna run with nowhere to go. Guess I should do better at letting you know. Don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need someone to guide us home, home. About everyone else, you're just a stranger inside of yourself. All of the silence weighing you down. I'll be the voice, I'll scream and I'll shout. Oh, don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need someone to guide us home.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. So the term comfort food doesn't always refer to unhealthy treats like pizza, mac and cheese, and ice cream, my favorites. In fact, here's why scientists say any food, even a healthy green salad, can technically be a comfort food if it matches the following criteria. First, the food triggers nostalgic memories. Researchers from the University of the South surveyed people about their experiences with comfort foods, and as you might expect, many said hot dogs reminded them of family cookouts, that cake triggered memories of birthday parties, of course, but there were also some who said they got comfort from apples or slurping soup, for example. It's all about a food feeling autobiographically relevant, meaning it brings back positive memories from childhood. It also helps if foods have a strong aroma, because the olfactory bulb that rules our sense of smell is closely linked to brain areas associated with memory and emotional experiences. A strong food odor can be a powerful memory and comfort trigger. But the top reason we consider something a comfort food is it reminds us of the people we love. And the association works both ways, meaning if we're eating with somebody we love, even something basic like plain yogurt, it can become a comfort food. Because when we associate foods with those we love, it impacts how good we think foods taste, as well as how good those foods make us feel. Get it?
This is the John Tesh Radio Show.
I'm lying here on the floor.
John Tesh Radio Show.
And Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. I'm John Tesh, and thank you for listening tonight. All right, this just in from the book Hyper Focus by Chris Bailey. Research shows, he says, that we work on a task on average for just 40 seconds before we get distracted by something.
Oh, if that.
Chris says it's because our brain is resistant to starting something new, especially if we know it's going to be hard or even boring. He says you can keep your focus for, if you can keep it for 2 minutes, your concentration is going to kick in and you'll be fine. So tell yourself, he says, you'll stick with the project for just 10 minutes and spend the first 2 minutes actively focusing and blocking out distractions. And you know me, I'm the one who I set my alarm on my watch to right. remind me where I can change, you know.
Right. This
tasks.
Is like the Pomodoro technique. Right. But this is, so the Pomodoro technique is you set a time of how long you're going to be focused on something. And then you also set a time for actual breaks. So this means that your brain will start to turn off the things that we do to sort of distract ourselves because they say, no, this is my work time. I can play video games. I can check social media, whatever during my break time. But now I'm doing this. This is also an element of, if you can just, this is your favorite thing. You don't have to see the whole staircase.
Yeah.
You just have to take the first step.
Yeah.
If you can just get your brain oriented to the task and eliminate distractions, say, hey, I'm not going to answer the phone for 10 minutes. Anything can wait 10 minutes. You know, I'm just going to focus and do the thing that I need to do. That process will make you so much more productive. And by the way, that 10 minutes will turn into 20, will turn into 30.
Yes.
Before you know it, you're actually finishing the task.
Yeah, you'll love it.
$50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Oh,
This is Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. I'm John Tesh. From our Success 101 files, next time you have a job interview, don't be surprised if the hiring manager asks about your pets. Research psychologist Dr. Sam Gosling from the University of Texas says, knowing whether you're a dog or a cat person, even if you don't have any pets right now, can tell job recruiters a lot about your personality and whether you're a good fit for the job. So, for example, dog people are about 15% more extroverted, agreeable, and conscientious on average than cat people. Dog owners are also likely to stick to a schedule because dogs like to eat and take walks at the same time every day. Personality-wise, the research shows dog people tend to be more self-assured and self-confident. All in all, that makes dog lovers a good fit for people-centric jobs like event planning, teaching, fundraising, service, and sales. What can job interviewers learn about cat lovers? Cat people are more detail-oriented and more open to new ideas and methods. They're also more likely to be introverted and very creative. This means cat lovers are better suited for lower-stress jobs with less interpersonal interaction, like private chef, pilot, bookkeeper, lab or IT technician, and graphic designer. So don't be surprised if your next job interview includes questions about your pets.
IFYL. Intelligence for your life.
The girl works at the store, Sweet Jane St. Clair. By her smile while I shop there. It wasn't long before I lived with her. I sang her songs while she dyed my hair.
do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. If you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch.
This is the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. So health experts are recommending if you haven't taken a bath since you were a toddler, you may want to give it another try, because it turns out a hot bath relaxes the mind and the body and provides many health benefits you may not have heard about. For example, it helps burn calories, the bath does. Studies at the UK's Loughborough University found a 1 hour long bath raised body temperature enough to burn about 140 calories. About what you'd burn during a half-hour walk. Yeah! Another reason to take a hot bath, a sharper mind. Research at Lithuania's Klaipėda University found relaxing in hot water reduces stress and inflammation that contributes to pain issues. It also reduces symptoms of mental and physical fatigue. One more. Hot baths will boost your immune system. An elevated body temperature, whether it's from a fever or hot water, helps the body fight viruses and infections. Hot baths can even relieve cold and allergy symptoms by sending more oxygen-rich blood through your respiratory system.
Intelligence for your life.
The John Tesh Radio Show continues next.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now. Imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
And here they come. The in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the ProLine app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with ProLine. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
We are summer. Are you ready?
It's on now. North America's largest indoor boat show. The Toronto International Boat Show. Browse, compare, shop, deal. The best place to see boats is the best place to buy them. January 18th to 26th at the Enercare Center.
We are summer. Are you ready?
We are summer.
The Toronto Boat Show.
Visit torontoboatshow.com.
Happy Chinese New Year. Celebrate the Year of the Snake at Mandarin with a festive feast for you and your loved ones. Delight your taste buds with delicious dumplings like hagao, silmai, beef pot stickers, and more. Plus, indulge with traditional Chinese New Year desserts featured on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Mandarin, where Chinese New Year traditions come alive with every dish.
A celebration of taste. Mandarin.
Book your celebrations of good fortune now.
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
The Princess Margaret Home Lottery is back with the biggest grand prize ever. A $9 million grand prize featuring the luxurious Oakville Show Home, custom built by PCM, designed by Brian Gluckstein, and $500,000, more than $18 million in prizes. Luxury homes, a lakeside cottage, vehicles, vacations, 50-50, and more. Your ticket helps fund life-saving cancer research. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 142674.
Ugh, everyone seems to be on vacation. I wish I could be too.
Why wait? With FlexPay, that dream getaway is totally doable.
Really? Even that amazing resort I've been eyeing?
Absolutely. When you can break your vacation costs into easy payments as low as $75 a month, suddenly someday becomes today.
I better start packing.
Monthly payment applicants are subject to approval by FlexPay. See website for details. Contact your local travel expert or visit
StellaVacations.com.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra-struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
Wendy's has a new breakfast deal. Mix and match two items of your choice for only $4. Breakfast wrap, biscuit, or English muffin sandwiches, small seasoned potatoes, or small hot coffee. Choose two for $4 at Wendy's. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's in Canada. Taxes extra.
98.1 CHFI.
Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren, Catherine, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it.
CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Walk in the room, leaving the sun in disgrace. Shining so bright, makes me forget time and space. Yeah. And I feel like nothing, nothing can touch me now. In this moment, right here, no one can bring me down. Makes me wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. I don't want this feeling to end. I wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. Cause it's like anything can happen. Come be with me under the wide open sky. Yeah,
under the wide open sky.
Drinks all around, freedom you just can't deny. No, and I feel like nothing, nothing can touch me now.
Nothing can touch
me now. In this moment, right here, no one. We wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. I don't want this feeling to end. I wanna say, hey, yeah, yeah. Cause it's like anything can happen on a night like this. Night like this. Night like this. Night like this. Contagious.
Emma.
Cause the feeling's contagious.
Emma
contagious.
Emma.
Cause nothing can stop us. On a night like this.
Nothing can stop us. Stop us.
Makes me wanna say hey.
On your radio, the all-new Seeker app, and your smart speaker.
Play CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bait.